Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into something that can instantly make your jungle and old-school D&B drums feel more alive, more urgent, and way more intentional. We're talking about jacked breaks, and specifically, how to tighten the ride groove using groove pull tricks in Ableton Live 12. Now, when people hear tighten the groove, they often think, okay, just quantize everything. But that's not the move here. In jungle and classic D&B, the magic is in the tension. You want the break to keep its human swing, but you also want the ride pattern to feel like it's guiding the whole loop forward. That push and pull is what gives the drums attitude. It's what makes the groove feel like a record, not just a loop. So the goal in this lesson is to build a drum pocket that feels jacked, energetic, slightly forward-leaning, and razor-tight where it matters, especially on the ride. We're going to use a reedal break as our groove source, extract its feel, apply that feel to a ride layer, then shape the whole thing with subtle automation so the groove evolves across the arrangement. First, start with a break that already has life in it. This is important. Don't begin with a did, over-edited loop and hope the groove pool saves it. Pick something with natural swing, ghost notes, and a bit of that dusty old-school movement. Amen style edits, classic break variations, or any loop with a nice human drag will work well. Drop the break into an audio track and turn warp on. For a full break loop, beats mode is usually a great starting point because it helps preserve transience without turning the sample into mush. If the sample is more smeared or tonal, you can try Complex Pro, but only if you really need it. The point is not to force the break into machine-like perfection. Let it breathe first. At around 170 to 174 BPM, the source needs to keep its character. If the break is a little loose, use warp markers very carefully. Nudge the main snare hits and important kick accents into place, but don't go around quantizing every transient. In this style, overcorrection kills the feel fast. You want the break to keep its natural drag, because that's the thing the ride is going to lock against. Now for the fun part. Right-click the break clip and choose Extract Groove. Ableton will analyze the timing and velocity and create a groove preset in the groove pool. This is where you start turning raw break feel into a usable rhythmic fingerprint. Once you've got that groove, try applying it not just back to the break, but also to your ride layer and any supporting hats or ghost percussion. Open the groove pool and experiment with the controls. A good starting range is around 40 to 70% timing, with a little velocity movement if you want the ride to breathe. Keep random low, maybe 0 to 8%. In fast music, too much randomness can make the rhythm feel wobbly instead of human. Here's the key idea: you are not trying to make everything copy the break exactly. You're transferring the feel, not the mess. The ride should follow the break's pocket, but with a little more discipline and a little more forward pressure. Next, build a dedicated ride layer. Use a drum rack with a ride sample, or simpler if you want more control over the one shot. Keep the pattern musical and supportive. You do not need a huge amount of notes. In fact, too many ride hits will just clutter the top end and blur the snare. Start with offbeat accents, maybe some eighth note drive, or short bursts in the second half of the phrase. Think like a drummer in a jungle tune, not like someone filling every empty space just because they can. Keep the note lengths short and consistent. A ride that rings out too long will smear over the break and make the groove feel less focused. If your sample has a long decay, shorten it with a clip envelope or inside simpler. The goal is for the ride to feel embedded in the break, not pasted on top of it. Now apply that extracted groove to the ride clip and listen carefully. This is where the pocket starts to appear. You want the ride to feel a fraction ahead of the beat, while the break holds a touch behind it. That tension is gold. It creates urgency without making the loop feel rushed. If the ride is still too loose, don't reach for full quantize. Instead, tighten the most important hits only. Usually that means the first hit of the phrase, accents before the snare, and any transition notes. Use light quantize on those moments, then leave the rest to the groove pool. If needed, reduce the groove pool timing amount to something like 25 to 40%, but keep some velocity movement so it still feels played. A really useful advanced move here is to duplicate the ride clip and create separate versions for different sections. For example, you might have a looser version for the intro and a tighter version for the drop. That way, instead of trying to automate one clip into doing everything, you can swap groove states across the arrangement. It's cleaner, and it feels much more deliberate. And that's a big lesson in D&B groove. Micro contrast matters more than uniform tightness. If everything is perfectly consistent, the loop can still feel flat. Small changes in ride velocity, groove strength, and tone make the arrangement feel altered. Now let's talk about automation and arrangement movement. In Live 12, You can use clip envelopes and track automation to make the ride evolve over time. A common approach is to keep the ride quieter and more filtered in the intro, then open it up in the drop, then pull it back for switch up. For example, in bars 1 through 8, keep the ride a bit lower in the mix and slightly darker. Let the groove be moderate, but not too aggressive. Then in bars 9 through 16, bring the ride forward a little, tighten the groove, and raise the volume by maybe 1 or 2 dB. Then on a switch up bar, duck the ride for a moment and bring it back with more pressure. That kind of movement makes a fast drum loop feel alive without adding extra complexity. You can also automate width on a utility device if you want the ride to feel narrower in dense sections and a little wider during transitions. Just be careful not to go too wide in a heavy DNB mix, because the kick and snare need a strong center. At this point, you'll want to shape the ride tone and transient behavior. If it feels too pokey or too sharp, use drum bus or saturator to soften the edge a little. Drum bus can add a bit of transient control and glue, while saturator can take the harshness down and give the ride a bit of grit. If the top end is too bright, use EQ8 to gently tame the harsh band, usually somewhere in the 6 to 10 kHz area depending on the sample. A small amount of saturation can do more for perceived presence than just turning the ride up. That's a really important production habit. Don't just make it louder, make it more coherent. If the ride is stepping on the snare or feels like it's filling too much of the same space, try light sidechain compression. Use compressor or glue compressor on the ride or ride bus, sidechained from the snare or drum bus. Keep it subtle. We're not going for pumping EDM behavior here. Just enough to clear space so the backbeat stays strong and the ghost notes still read clearly. Small gain reduction, short attack, medium release, and you're in the zone. Another classic move is resampling. Once the groove is feeling right, bounce or resample the drum group to audio. This gives you the chance to make tiny edits that are easier to hear in audio than in MIDI. You can trim gaps, nudge a hit slightly earlier or later, or cut a one-bar version for the drop. This is very much in the spirit of jungle and old-school DNB workflow. Build, tighten, commit, then sculpt. And don't forget that the drums live in conversation with the bass line. If your bass is busy and staccato, you may need a tighter ride. If the bass line is more flowing and legato, the ride can breathe a little more. A great trick is to automate ride volume or brightness in the spaces between bass notes, so the top-end energy fills the gaps without fighting the low end. So if the bass drops out, maybe the ride rises a little. If the bass gets dense, maybe the ride filters down slightly. That kind of call and response is what makes a DNB groove feel intentional. Before you wrap up, make sure you're thinking in groove contrast across the whole arrangement. Don't leave the same ride feel running from start to finish. Use a looser section for the intro, a tighter section for the drop, a filtered or absent ride in the breakdown, and then bring it back with a different groove state for the return. Even subtle changes every 4 or 8 bars can make a huge difference in a fast track. If you want an extra pro move, create groove families instead of relying on just one extract. You might pull one groove from a snare-heavy break, another from a cleaner hat loop, and another from a percussion layer. Then assign them to different elements depending on the section. That gives you a more controlled hierarchy. The break leads, the ride supports, and the hats glue the top end together. For darker or heavier DNB, keep the ride centered or only slightly wide. Use subtle drum bus crunch, a little saturation, and maybe a tiny room reverb if you want realism. But keep it tight. In this style, the snare has to feel huge, and the ride should enhance that, not crowd it. So let's recap the core idea. Start with a real break that has human swing. Extract its groove in Ableton Live 12. Apply that groove selectively to a ride layer. Tighten the important accents, not the whole clip. Use clip duplication and groove variation to create movement across sections. Shape the tone with drum bus, saturator, EQ, and light compression. Then resample when it starts feeling right. That's how you get a jacked break that still feels alive. Not over-quantized, not sloppy, just controlled, urgent, and loaded with that jungle pressure. For your practice, try building a two-bar loop at 174 BPM. Load a classic break, extract its groove, make a simple ride pattern and apply the groove with moderate timing and velocity. Then duplicate the ride and make a tighter version. Arrange 4 bars with a looser feel first and the tighter feel second. Add a little saturation or drum bus. Resample it and compare the pocket. If the resampled version feels more like a finished record and less like a draft, you're on the right track. That's the sound of jacked breaks in Ableton Live 12. Tight, human, and ready for jungle.